It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is breaking news. The college campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war have reached Utah. And overnight, police cleared out an encampment of protesters at the university.
Police say the situation became tense at times with items being thrown at them, and we do know some of the protesters were arrested. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, this was a large group of protesters who gathered right here where I'm sitting at President's Circle. Some people were setting up tents in this area, but here this morning, it's actually all been cleared out here for the last few hours or so. Campus appears to be opening up and looking normal today. University first gave a warning for everyone to disperse after 9 last night. Police from several departments came in riot gear to make sure things stayed peaceful, but then around 11, they were given the green light to clear anyone out who refused to leave. Police say some protesters threw bottles, rocks, cans at officers, even some had makeshift weapons. One campus officer has sustained a minor injury, but in the end, the campus cleared out, 17 people arrested. Again, campus looking normal, operating smoothly here as it opens up this morning. Live at President's Circle at the University of Utah, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Leaders around the state are weighing in on those protests and what happened at the U last night. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Tim, at midnight, the University of Utah wrote in a statement that free speech is a fundamental right on campus, but encampments are illegal. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown and the Department of Public Safety echoed that statement on X. Mecha de U of U, a group behind the protest, says on Instagram,
"We're here just waiting outside the jail here in Salt Lake City. We're here to support everybody that got arrested."
The group claimed that police were firing rubber bullets at them during the protest. Now, top state Democrats Representative Angela Romero and Senator Luz Escamilla write on X, they don't condone violence or state law breaking, but encourage respect for the rights and safety of protesters. Governor Spencer Cox also weighed in, writing on X that the First Amendment does not protect violence, threats to public safety, property damage, camping, or disruptions to our learning institutions. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah is scheduled to hold commencement this Thursday at the Huntsman Center. At this point, there is no indication the protests will have any impact on that schedule. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for the very latest.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Protesters at Columbia University broke into a campus building overnight, barricaded themselves after the university announced it would not give in to their demands and divest from Israeli companies. Student Jonas Du watched it all happen.
They barricaded themselves in, they brought chairs out, blocked the doors, and they moved outdoor heavy metal tables, blockaded the doors, formed human chains in front, and started protesting and claiming that they had liberated the space.
Columbia is telling students and faculty to avoid campus.
New details are being brought to light in the Chad Daybell trial from Tammy Daybell's family. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise with the latest.
Chad Daybell sat stoic and focused as two relatives of Tammy Daybell took the stand. He didn't move a muscle or look away once as they told of their relationship with Tammy and how they were shocked at Chad's reaction to her death. One cousin said she expected him to be more sad at the funeral, but instead he was talking bad about Tammy, saying things like she was hard to live with. Daybell was much more relaxed earlier in the day, casually scrolling through a laptop as an FBI agent testified. He walked through the locations of Chad, Lori Vallow Daybell, and her brother, Alex Cox, on the days when the two children were last seen. He said Cox was on Daybell's property several times the following days, exactly where the children's bodies were found. Reporting in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We're learning new details this morning about a man accused of multiple hit and runs against women along the Wasatch Front. KSL News Radio's Emma Caddington updates the story for us.
At the end of March, Anfam was charged with 6 counts of attempted murder for targeting female pedestrians with his car. As a part of the investigation, Salt Lake City Police enacted a search of the car, and new information shows they found 7 different cell phones stashed throughout the car. 2 were located in plain sight, and the other 5 were not.
Police say they are searching those cell phones for additional evidence involving the hit-and-run cases.
KSL Weather with Matt Johnson. Some more unsettled weather.
We're talking about a couple of small cool fronts that will graze northern Utah. Today's quiet, but on the cooler side, courtesy of yesterday's front, will top out only at 61 today. Cool front late tonight, early tomorrow morning. leaving us partly cloudy with a high of 54 tomorrow and a little bit breezy.
There is a weekend warm-up on the way with temperatures in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. We got some slow spots, Andy.
Yep, I-15 backed up from Bluffdale all the way to about 114th South. We got some vehicles on, at least one vehicle on the right shoulder, but slow down to go even beyond where the vehicle is. I-15 southbound is backing up between the I-84 Riverdale Road area and Roy, plus SR-201 heavy through West Valley over towards 215, a little bit earlier than usual for that slowing. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Renting is cheaper than buying, especially here in Utah's capital city. That's the conclusion of a new bank rate report. KSL News Radio's Michael Komet begins our live team coverage priced out. Michael?
Amanda, this report took a look at rising home prices and mortgage rates across the country. In a nutshell, your average home costs 37% more to buy than to rent. CNBC shares which cities are getting it the toughest.
In 21 markets, the gap is actually 50% or more. Those include San Francisco, Seattle, Salt Lake City, Austin, Denver, and Dallas.
You heard that one right. Salt Lake City is in the top five U.S. metros with one of the widest cost gaps between renting and buying. Specifically, the city sits at 89%. Reporting live, Michael Komet, KSL News Radio.
We don't need to tell you that home prices and mortgage rates are high. KSL TV's Daniel Woodruff continues our team coverage, Priced Out, talking about who's buying up homes in Utah.
According to John Burns Research and Consulting, investors are playing a bigger role in Utah's housing market than they have. The latest data from late last year shows one in four houses in the Salt Lake area sold to an investor.
He says a number of investors buying homes in Utah is still below the national average.
Gen Z is skipping a traditional college experience for the trades. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla joins us.
Rising pay, new technology, and a sense of completion are making trades more appealing for younger generations. The number of students enrolled in a vocational-focused community college rose 16% last year, according to the Wall Street Journal. More students are also choosing to study construction and mechanic work. The promise of a secure job track is part of the drive towards trades, especially when more young people are starting to question if the cost of college tuition is actually worth it. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
I was telling you this morning before we jumped on the air here that my grandson, who's 16, you know Mason?
Yeah.
He and four of his buddies are all on this train.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of my
there's
sons.
There's a welder, there's a plumber, there's mm-hmm. a mechanic, and the high school that they attend is offering programs, classes.
Oh, terrific.
That actually have internships.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. A man in St. George is dead after crashing a motorcycle just moments after buying it. Police say the man was leaving the area when he hit a curb and flew off the bike, hitting his head on the road. He later died from his head injury at the hospital. He was not wearing a helmet.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is making changes because pedestrian fatalities are on the rise.
A new federal safety regulation will require all new cars and trucks be equipped with automatic emergency braking, or AEB, systems, which use sensors to hit the brakes to avoid a crash when the driver fails to. Beginning in 2029, AEB systems will be required to prevent collisions with other cars at speeds up to 62 miles per hour and will be required to stop entirely before hitting a pedestrian at up to 45 miles per hour. Regulators say the technology could save hundreds of lives per year.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
The Golden Spike National Monument Whistle Stop Tour will make a pit stop at Utah State University today. The traveling attraction features a 43-foot-long Golden Spike art piece. It follows parts of the Central Pacific Railroad line to pay honor to the thousands of Chinese railroad workers who built the railway. That ceremony will open at 11 a.m. on campus.
A new shotgun shooting range is coming to Logan. The Cache Valley Public Shooting Range is opening a building made just for shotguns, where groups and group lessons will also take place. The open house is scheduled for May 11th. Okay.